WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org. This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work, Policy, and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work offers a one-year advanced standing option for students with a bachelor's degree in social work that builds on prior training and connects students with expert faculty and 5 specialized pathways. Apply by February 1st at crownschool.uchicago.edu/socialwork. Inspire change. Shape the future.
This is Reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. And folks, we've got something special for you in this podcast episode. Something delicious. A few weeks ago, after hearing from a listener, Reset digital engagement producer Claire Hyman posed an important question to our audience. Where, dear Chicagoans, do you go for the best pizza by the slice? What I can say about the answers is you've got opinions. We got hundreds of responses from around the city. So naturally, we did what had to be done. A taste test. Featuring me, of course, and Claire and Marie Mendoza from WBEZ's Curious City. Of course, we had to invite the listener who first asked us where to find the best slice. So, without further ado, let's take a listen to this latest collaboration between Reset and Curious City.
Hi there, Curious City fellow Marie Mendoza here. And today on Curious City, we're back with our pal Claire Hyman. She's the digital engagement producer for Reset, WBEZ's daily talk show. Hey Claire, welcome back.
Great to be back.
Previously, Curious City partnered with Reset on its Lost and Found series, where they help people in the Chicago area track down things they're looking for. This time, Claire and I are teaming up for a pizza quest.
Yeah, we heard from WBEZ listener Rebecca Silverman. She grew up on the East Coast, but she's lived in Chicago for 16 years now, and she likes to tell people that Chicago has everything New York has. But
the one thing I do miss about the East Coast is a place to get a slice of pizza, not a whole pie. You're hungry. You want to walk in somewhere for a quick lunch and just grab a slice. They heat it up. And I haven't quite found that place here in Chicago yet.
So she wanted to know, where can you get the best single slice pizza in Chicago? So I asked a bunch of friends and colleagues, and I was getting a lot of recommendations right off the bat.
Folks have strong feelings about pizza.
Yeah, everyone seems to have a favorite spot. And then I shared the call out on Reset's Twitter, and that's when the input came pouring in. We got recommendations from all over the city, from the north side, the south side, the Indiana border. Apparently, every corner of the city has a single slice go-to.
Wow, I guess there's a lot more than I realized. Okay, so coming up, we'll answer Rebecca's question. But first, we find out why people don't think of Chicago as a single slice on the run kind of city. So, I think most of us would agree that Chicago's the best at almost everything. But like listener Rebecca said, we're not really known for pizza by the slice.
That's right, Marie. We have deep dish and tavern style. And I have to say here, I'm a true Chicago girly. I will defend deep dish till I die. But, you know, I've never seen someone walking down the street eating a slice of deep dish on a white paper plate.
Exactly. So, Claire, when you told me what you were working on, I wondered, why doesn't Chicago have more slice shops? I talked to a pizza expert, Nick Kindlesberger. He's a food writer for the Chicago Tribune with a bit of a pizza obsession.
So if anyone knows what's what about pizza, it's him. So what did you find out, Marie?
Well, he points to a couple of reasons why Chicago doesn't have as good of a slice scene as New York.
I think the biggest thing is just density. New York is just much denser than Chicago for most of the city. And so slice joints need to sell that pizza. They can't just be sitting on it. They need it to move or it gets old. So when you pack more than a million people into a little island, it makes that a little easier.
Nick told me that in the case of New York, it's density plus a little bit of technological innovation.
Okay, what do you mean by that?
Well, in the mid-20th century, they started getting these pizza ovens that would hold their temperature very steady, which wasn't possible with what they were using before, wood ovens.
Electric and or gas-powered pizza ovens are able to really hold the temperature steady, even if you're opening the door a bunch. So you can sell pizza slices from a pizza that just came out of the oven and dish them out. But what most places in New York do is they cook the pizza, take it out, have it available. When someone orders it, you take the slice, put it back in the oven to get it like a little crispy on the bottom.
And that also allows you to have, you know, a fresh hot slice of pizza ready to go. But if we did that with Chicago-style pizza, well,
the tavern slices wouldn't reheat very well because they would dry out. And then the deep dish would just sort of collapse into nothingness, like a blob.
Yeah, no.
You really don't want a pizza blob. Plus, while New York went the pizza route, Chicago was into a different kind of grab-and-go food, one I'm sure you're familiar with.
It's the hot dog stand that really took off in Chicago because we had all the factories here of like the Vienna beef that was easy to get hot dogs. It was cheaper and you could get all the ingredients without having to work that hard to source all the different components.
Long story short, historically, Chicago isn't known for the slice to go, but that's changing. Beginning with the pandemic, lots of pizza places offering single slice pizza started to pop up.
And they needed to make money. And they were just trying to think about what they could do that would deliver well, and you wouldn't have to sit down and eat in a restaurant.
Nick says pizza here has never been as good as it is right now.
Huh. Why do you think that is?
It has to do with the amazing community of folks here in Chicago who are super passionate about pizza.
Yeah, it's funny that you call it a community, Marie, because there's actually a dedicated community that breaks bread or, you know, pizza together. I got in touch with Justin Fluke, who's the president of Pizza Club Chicago, and that's a group that's been going for more than a decade now.
I had moved back to Chicago from New York in 2011, and I actually basically borrowed the idea from some friends of mine up in Milwaukee who were doing like a Milwaukee-based pizza club. And just thought it would be a really fun way to check out new pizza spots throughout the city and kind of keep our finger on the pulse of what's happening there.
So this isn't just a group of friends getting together for pizza. They're big pizza enthusiasts, and they're slowly working their way through all the pizza that Chicago has to offer. So far, they've been to more than 109 places, and they post their reviews online. And they've also got some rules, like they can only meet if they have a critical mass of more than 6 people.
Official meeting-wise, when we get the group together and we have a rule, it's like you have to have 5 members present, plus me, the president, to make it an official rule. It's silly, but it's like you want to have a good sampling of people. I came up with a scorecard system where we've got like a 6-point scoring system that we use for each meeting.
This sounds like very serious business.
Oh, it is, Marie. They score for the 6 categories: crust, sauce, cheese, toppings, atmosphere, and price point. And every time they judge a pizza, they have a control group.
The control is half pepperoni and onion, and then half sausage mushroom. Our group typically sort of like gravitates towards the thin, super thin, like sort of greasy tavern style pizza. We try everything, you know, from like Neapolitan to Detroit to New York style, everything that's out there.
Claire, it doesn't sound like a random person can just come off the street and rate the pizza, right?
Oh, no, these people aren't messing around.
Then how do you join this elite group?
Well, it's kind of serious, but it's also very silly. So in order to be a member and actually give ratings for the club, you have to audition for it.
New members have to create some sort of an artistic expression of pizza that they have to present in front of the whole like the whole group at a meeting. I've accepted and recommended dioramas before. Someone rapped for us. You can write a poem.
An artistic expression of pizza, huh?
Marie, I see that glint in your eyes. Are you thinking of joining?
Yeah, Claire, I think I might have to. So I met up with Justin and the rest of the Pizza Club Chicago members at Fox's Restaurant and Pub in Beverly, where they were having their 110th meeting. And right off the bat, I was super nervous.
What's up, dude?
Tyler. Hi, I'm Marie. Nice to meet you.
Slices
and yeah, okay. We've been trying a bunch of single slices around Chicago, trying to find the best one.
So what was it like?
It was a group of six people plus me, and Fox was dim with these sturdy wooden booths and stained glass lights hanging over each table. It had the type of atmosphere the club member said is usually the hallmark of a good pizza place. We sat down, and immediately, President Justin took the reins, ordering the pizzas for the table.
We're going to do a large control, obviously. I was thinking we should do an Italian beef with hot jarred.
So this whole time, were you just thinking about your audition?
Oh, believe me, it was on my mind. I was starting to chicken out, so I asked what other members had done to get in.
One of our members brought his guitar and sang like a little acoustic song. Liz did a rap.
I rapped. I rewrote the lyrics to Baby Got Back to be about pizza.
Oh, that is too good.
I know, right? So the pizza eventually came, and they let me have a bite. But in order to actually rate it at the end, I had to do my presentation. And I happened to be the only person on deck that night.
Oh, you got my presentation.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, let's do it.
Pretty much after everyone is satiated, we do the presentation.
Okay.
Before that happens.
Okay, cool. It's a song. It is to the tune of a Black Eyed Peas song.
Okay.
I'm going to try not to be embarrassed, and I'm just going to...
Okay, I'm so ready for this.
Here's the part where I have to say, please be easy on me.
3, 2, 1. I got a pizza, so tonight's gonna be a good night. So tonight's gonna be a good night. So tonight's gonna be a good night. Tonight's the night, let's live it up. I got my pizza, let's slice it up. Red pepper flakes, pass me the parm.
I cannot believe you rewrote lyrics to the entire song. That is incredibly brave.
Oh, the things I do for Curious City.
We'll try it out, rate the pizza, and then we'll do it again. And again and again. thank you. I broke a sweat just now.
You're in.
I'm in?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm in.
You bared your soul.
What do you think?
You put yourself out there. That's kind of all you have to do.
Oh my God, you got in. You're a member.
Yep, this was a very cool moment because as an official member, I got to contribute to their pizza scoring process. They gave me a printed out card, and of course, Justin did not forget the branded Pizza Club pens.
This is a big moment.
So, what did you think of the pizza?
It was true thin crust tavern style pizza, and I have to say, it was pretty good, especially the sausage and giardiniera pizza Justin ordered. The toppings were so good. I had to give it a 10, which apparently is unheard of.
I did like it. I was a fan.
Your vote is your vote.
Okay.
10, that means it's the best possible.
Wait, you,
well,
you this
put
is
a
my,
10 out there?
Well, this is my first meeting, and it was pretty damn good.
Marie, you've got to get better at this if you're going to stay in the club.
I know. But all in all, it was good fun.
You good? Done?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a club. Done. Wait, what meeting is this? 110? Done.
110. Adjourned.
So, with my newfound pizza expertise, we're going to answer Rebecca's question. Coming up, we search for the best single slice in Chicago based off of your recommendations.
I got a pizza. So tonight's going to be a good night. So tonight's going to be a good night. So tonight's gonna be a good night. Tonight's the night, let's live it up. I got my pizza, let's slice it up. Red pepper flakes, pass me the parm. Get out that garlic, let's kick it off. Come on, get in the car. Go to Fox's and break out the guitar. Tavern style, deep dish, so many.
Let's go back to the original question from Rebecca, who wanted to know where you can get the best single slice of pizza. Claire, you put out a call out on Reset's Twitter asking who has the best in Chicago, and you got all these responses.
Totally. I got recommendations from all over the city, even as far as the Indiana border. And, of course, there were people in the thread who were saying, you gotta go to New York, which, like, come on, people.
Work with us here.
Yeah, but we were getting recommendations for different types of pizza, too. There was thin crust, there was deep dish. There was truly everything. Everyone seemed to have a different type of go-to everywhere.
So how, with all that advice and all those recommendations, how did you narrow it down?
I decided that I was going to do this mathematically and democratically. So I tallied up all the responses and picked the top three. So that means if someone gave me a written or verbal recommendation, I put it into a giant spreadsheet, and I got more than 60 recommendations. Three of those came out on top.
Okay, lay them out for me.
We have Dante's Pizzeria, Art of Pizza, and Jimmy's Pizza Cafe.
And, you know, us being the thorough journalists that we are, we had to do some research to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, you and I assembled a little pizza club of our own. We tested out the top-rated slices with Reset's host, Sasha Ann Simons, and our question asker, Rebecca. We all met at Jimmy's Pizza Cafe in Ravenswood, which happened to get the most votes in our poll.
Dante's was up first, and these were big boy slices, weren't they, Claire?
Yeah, it was the size of my head, so there's definitely a value factor there. Here's Rebecca.
I'll try cheese, just as a good control.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. This is a big sloppy piece.
It's a big sloppy piece.
This is a big piece.
I am liking the thickness of the crust. It's not too thick, not too thin.
This is going to sound gross, but I like how the cheese has congealed a little.
Yeah. I think a good ratio all around. Like the bread, cheese, or tomato is like fighting for attention. Like they're all working together.
Yeah, it tastes like a slice of pizza that you might even just eat standing up at the counter, folded in half if you wanted to.
Yeah. Also, they were nice to me.
You don't always get that in the East Coast.
Bonus points for congealed cheese. Next, we tried a deep dish by the slice, which, yes, is apparently a thing, from Art of Pizza.
So when I went to Art of Pizza, the guy who was working up front told me he'd worked there for 10 years and pretty much eaten the pizza every single day, which kind of set my expectations really high. Clearly loved it.
It looks completely different.
Yeah.
Right. It's your standard deep dish. It's the crust is like three times thicker than the other one. The sauce is on top.
Definitely not foldable, sauce. I would
not
say.
Not foldable.
It's not something I would order on my own to have a slice, but it is. This is a good pie. There's something missing, though. I'm not getting the flavor, the tanginess that I...
And last but not least was Jimmy's Pizza Cafe. Presentation-wise, Sasha was already a big fan.
It's looking like what I remember of a good slice.
There's a great char on the bottom of the crust.
Oh, so good. The sauce is so sweet.
This is a slice of heaven.
Yeah.
This is it.
Game over.
This is it right here.
Yeah, this hits the spot.
Yeah.
And it's close to me, so now I can come here for a slice when I'm craving it.
Figured it out. Problem solved.
So I said in the beginning, I'm a deep dish lover, but Dante's, I have to say, was my personal favorite. It's in my neighborhood. You can put whatever toppings you want on it, and it's a big piece. It was very big, completely foldable.
Well, me, Rebecca, and Sasha really like Jimmy's Pizza Cafe, so that was the winner. Sorry, Claire. And I actually got to talk to the owner, Jimmy Kang, a little bit about his pizza-making process. A lot of Reset listeners said, go to New York to get the best slice. And wouldn't you know, Jimmy does take frequent trips to New York for research purposes.
You know, always getting, like, new ideas, tasting different pizzas, because even, like, in the genre of New York-style pizza, there's just so many different, you know, styles even within that style. So, yeah, those trips to New York are very important to see what's going on and what's trending, right? So,
and he's been inspired by the innovations he's been seeing among pizza makers. Perhaps to the chagrin of pizza purists out there, he's even been messing around with a few new ideas himself, like a Korean-inspired pizza.
I just had an idea. I'm like, hey, let's just do like a bulgogi pizza. So we ended up doing like this bulgogi pizza with like marinated strip loin. It had on like green onions. It had hot honey gochujang glaze, sesame seeds, whatever. And Yeah, there was, like, really big feedback with that. Like, people loved that. I think that's still our, like, most requested slice, which is, like, funny because it's, like, fusion.
I'm, like, bring it back because I want to try this bulgogi pizza. So if there's a vote from anyone, it's me.
That's kind of what people like, right? They kind of like new things, you know, because, like, food now is just... It's so wacky and crazy and awesome that, like, now you, I feel like you can put anything out there and people are willing to try new things.
So Chicago isn't a slice city, but it's also not a slice city. Still, I'm glad we were able to help Rebecca find a go-to slice shop.
Claire, if people have things they'd like you to track down for Reset's Lost and Found series, what should they do?
They should send me an email at reset@wbez.org.
And you can send any other questions you have, pizza-related or otherwise, to the Curious City team. Visit wbez.org/curiouscity. Claire, thanks so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me.
Curious City is supported by the Conant Family Foundation and is produced by Jason Mark and Joe Dassault. Adriana Cardona-McGeegod is Curious City's reporter. Maggie Civet is the digital and engagement producer. Susie Ahn is our editor. I'm Marie Mendoza. Thanks for listening.
Hey, Reset host Sasha Ann Simons here. I had a blast tasting pizza with my WBEZ colleagues. And shout out to Claire and Marie for some great work. With all the recs that we got, I will be eating Chicago pizza by the slice for years without running out of options. Now, if you'd like to see a video of our adventures, our pizza hijinks, if you will, head over to the Reset TikTok at WBEZ_reset. And you can find a great list of folks' recommendations over at WBEZ.org/curiouscity. More Reset Curious City collabs to come. So subscribe and stay tuned to both of these great WBEZ podcasts wherever you listen. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. Now go eat some pizza, people.